Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff. I'll be with you for the next hour. We don't have a special guest this evening. However, I'm going to open up the phone lines on this June the 9th on the West Coast, or June 10th, 2008 on the East Coast. And we're going to talk about just about anything you want. I have a couple of things that I want to talk about, and before coming on the air live, another issue was brought to my attention, and I am somewhat psychic, but I can't know everything that's going on. Anyway, I'm quite familiar with the topic that was suggested to me, so we're going to make that part of tonight's show as well. Well, where do we start? I guess I'll give out some phone numbers. Now, if you give me 10 or 15 minutes to talk solo here, I will take some calls. We're going to use the numbers from Station 2, toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. The number is 888-228-4494. Toll-free worldwide, the number is area code 877-489-6350. And the direct line, I'll give one of those numbers out, area code 530-776-5154. Well, there's a lot going on in the political world today in Congress. Congressman Dennis Kucinich from Ohio, a Democrat, brought charges of impeachment before the Congress, and it was quite a solemn occasion. I didn't get to hear all of what he read, but I understand there were some 35 counts of basically just the fabrication of the reasons behind the Iraq and Afghanistan war, the fudging of intelligence data, and just about anything you can think, I suppose, with 35 of those. I am very interested in what all 35 charges are. I'm certain we could add another 100 to that easily. But we'll roll with the 35 that Congressman Kucinich has presented. Now, what's going to take place is your guess is as good as any, I guess. So what I think right now, there is so much corruption going on in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere, I would be surprised if anything happened at all. We have the Three Stooges, who are now reduced to two, but we're going to keep calling them the Three Stooges. We'll be a little bit intuitive here and anticipate that there still may be some game up somebody's sleeve before this thing is over. And it looks like any number of things can occur. Of course, we've had these reports that they're looking for excuses to initiate martial law, excuses to bring down the economy totally, although in my estimation and anyone in business, the economy's already down the toilet. There's not much further it can go before it re-enters the water supply, so to speak. So we'll leave the political predictions for another time right now. I think they're just trying to figure out between the orders being mandated by the Bilderbergers, who met secretly in Chantilly, Virginia, secretly, although Alex Jones was again there with his bullhorn, and mainstream media was kept out with the exception of the editors from the New York Times and the Washington Post, who regularly attend these secret meetings of the Illuminati's elite as they plot who they're going to kill, what portion of society is going to be destroyed financially, or through the pharmaceutical companies, or whatever else their evil minds can conjure up. Now, that said, we must be ever let's start over. We must be ever vigilant in discerning what we're hearing. You're not going to hear, if you haven't figured this out yet, folks, you're not going to hear the truth come out of the mainstream media. It gets more ridiculous by the minute and even by the second to listen to a news broadcast, having spent my day researching very, very critical topics and coming up with all sorts of unpublicized facts. And then I hear the spin the media puts on this stuff as if they're literally trying to cover up what they know people are finding out. It's appalling, and it's more appalling to see the amount of people who have been brainwashed into thinking that they're hearing the truth. It's like the issue with the political candidates, and I reference the Three Stooges, and I call them the Three Stooges because they are just actors playing a role. They are puppets whose strings are being pulled by corporate or capitalist interests, many tied to the military-industrial complex. And, you know, you hear about these big companies, you hear about the oil companies, you hear about the drug companies, but it's not often that you hear about the think tanks like the Brookings Institution or the Project for a New American Century or AIPAC or the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Carlyle Group, Halliburton. Most people are oblivious to what these companies and these think tanks are doing and how they all conspire together. One name seldom, if ever, mentioned, other than they'll have one of their directors or one of their spokespersons on C-SPAN, is the RAND Corporation. And you have companies like W.R. Grace and Company that manufacture chemicals and biologicals, even though when they started out it was just bat guano. In the days when they began in Lima, Peru. Now, these companies all have a vested interest in the promotion of war because they sell these sadistic products that they manufacture. They're weapons of death. And they talk about mass weapons of destruction. Well, that's the pot calling the kettle black. These are the people that make these things, and they turn around and they blame someone like Saddam Hussein, who they have given these technologies to in the past. And it's just more of the mind control, hoodwinking spin that we get from the media, who is very complicit in carrying out the agenda of the neocons, but even more so of the Zionists and the other secret societies. Skull and Bones, you have the Jesuits and Opus Dei controlling the Vatican. These are the dark side of any good that might come out of the Vatican at all. I'm not singling out the Catholic Church per se. I'm not attacking one's religious beliefs. But they, and I say they, the media and governments around the world, especially the ones affiliated with these secret organizations, and let's not forget Freemasonry in all of this, it all plays out that they've created a boogeyman that that many people who don't even know what's going on in this part of the world are being blamed for what's been committed and thought out and planned, carried out totally by the intelligence agencies, whether it's the CIA, even the FBI, which is supposed to be an investigative unit, upholding the law, has been infiltrated by foreign agents from Russia, from China, from from Poland, Czechoslovakia, or now Slovakia, Hungary, Romania, and of course, England, Israel. Israel plays a role at every turn in all of this. Many people are afraid to talk about it, but it's just the way it is. When you look into it, that's what you see. Now, when I say Israel, I'm not saying Messianic Jewish people. I'm saying the people that have been funneling billions, even trillions of dollars to this tiny little country that is God's chosen people, and they masquerade as being Christians, they masquerade as being Messianic Jews, they masquerade as whatever serves the purpose at the moment, and it doesn't really matter. They've created these terror groups, they've named them, they've set up the databases to keep track of what they do. They can run all this with computers. And to blame this on a band of individuals, first of all, who were on the payroll of the intelligence agencies, but to put them in caves in Afghanistan and then say that they're responsible for all the terror that's going around the world is insane. Now, are there people bombing other people? Yes, of course. But these people are being paid to do it, or they have been mind controlled to do it, and even made to believe that they have to do it to continue the future existence of their own race of people, or their country, or their religious beliefs, whatever it is. All of this stuff gets mishmashed together, and nobody can make any sense out of it, and that's the way it's been designed, to just be totally insane. It's not God who's doing this. God's allowing it to happen to an extent because these people are chalking up their place in eternity, for sure. Whether or not they're going to make it is up to God, but I can guarantee you that those that are falsely judging the light bearers, the truth seekers, and the ones that are bringing the truth forward, those are the people that are going to suffer for the rest of eternity. When God speaks in the Bible about judgment, he's talking literally about those that falsely judge. And you have a corrupt court system. Is there anything honorable in a corrupt court system? Yet most of the American populace is totally ignorant of the fact that people are being arrested, thrown in prison, tortured, drugged, you name it, even murdered. And it's being blamed on someone else. That's the extent that this has lowered itself, its ugly head, to a state of just pure evil. Now, it's been brought to my attention that, and I see this, I get these solicitations, we have a lot of spiritual program content or show content on BBS Radio, and people are talking about higher consciousness, and they're talking about evolving past this matrix that we're in, and dealing one-on-one with issues that affect you every day, outside of what you hear in the news, outside of what's going on in all these other scenarios that I've just described. You have a life, you have a family, you have a job, you have goals. Most likely you have some purpose in life that you've discovered, and you're acting out that purpose and finding it difficult to do because you've got to be using your discernment at all times. You've got to have your guard up, and for the same reasons that I'm describing these other scenarios that so many people are ignorant of, and that's what's really going on. Let's take the issue of prison camps. There are some 800 or so prison camps around the country. Now, I've been saying this for several years. I know other talk show hosts who have been talking about it. I know researchers who have devoted their careers to researching that topic. And these camps are being activated. For whom? For the people that they're letting over the borders illegally? I think not. I think they're being created. They're being built, number one. Again, who gets the contracts? These big companies, these mega corporations or giga corporations like Halliburton. They go in and they close down a base. If anyone recalls, a year or so ago, they started closing down all kinds of bases. They were closing naval bases. They were closing Air Force bases. And now the Army has taken over those bases. And they put up barbed wire fences and razor wire fences and pretty high ones. And they've electrified them. And they've got people there guarding them 24 hours a day. Some are open. Some have prisoners in them. Some not yet. This is a reality. You don't have to believe me. You can research it. Just put into a Google search engine, prison camps, U.S. prison camps, U.S. concentration camps, FEMA camps, Homeland Security camps, whatever adjective you want to put in front of it. Now, whether you're familiar with the topic or not doesn't change the fact that they're there, and they're there for a purpose, and there's something very sinister going on. Now, I'm not trying to alarm you. I am trying to let you know that this is one of these topics that the average American is totally ignorant of. Oh, my government wouldn't do that. Well, they're making a buck. They wouldn't ship our jobs out of the country either, would they? They wouldn't put fluorine in our water, would they? The byproduct of aluminum manufacturing. Oh, it's good for the human body. It so happens that when you make aluminum, that the waste material that really is very dangerous and has to be disposed of and is expensive to dispose of has been added to your drinking water, and the cover story is it prevents cavities. How many of you have cavities and drink tap water? There's not a thing in drinking water that prevents cavities, least of all fluorine. But it will kill brain cells. It will make you passive or apathetic. So that when these things are enacted, and they've enacted them into law already, some of them are, regardless of whether there's a law on it or not, they're picking people up and taking them to these camps and torturing them or killing them. It's going on. We've talked on other shows about cattle cars that have shackles in them. And not so much on my show, but we have talked about them in the past. I played, last month, I played two shows worth of Phil Schneider's speech, where he was alerting us to this fact in 1995. He was a government geologist talking about the fact that they had three-story cattle cars with shackles, foot shackles and neck shackles in them. And these cars hold 143 people each. And they were ordering guillotines for these cars. For inside the cars. They were, now, why would you put a guillotine in a train car unless you intended to chop someone's head off? And these were being ordered from China and from France. And in addition to the original 187,000 that Phil Schneider talked about, there was another 20,000 of these ordered from China not too long ago. It's on the web. It's not conspiracy stuff. Now, you hear a story about 9/11, you hear about the explosives, you hear about the paper trail, you hear about all the anomalies, the fact that many of the so-called terrorists are still alive. I had a man on my show several times who wrote a book about this, wrongly blamed. It's on my website, directlightproductions.com, and it's on his website, knowledgehousepublishers.com. Wrongly Blamed by Dr. Kasim Khalil. And he researched all the anomalies of the story that the government fed us before they took us into war. A war that's only benefiting these mega corporations in the military-industrial complex. It's not benefiting our soldiers. Over 250,000 of our soldiers have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan maimed for life. Missing arms, missing legs, half their heads blown off, and all kinds of other health problems, not to mention exposure to depleted uranium. What a convenient way to get rid of depleted uranium. Blow it up. Kill millions of people. that had nothing to do with 9/11. Kill them, rob money from their bank, which has recently, I hear, been discovered in London. Last week, there was a raid on some three storage facilities, lockbox facilities in London, run by three South Africans, and they seized 7,000 lockboxes and some walk-in vaults. And the British media is saying, oh, yeah, they broke this international crime ring that's stealing artwork and valuables. Now, this is about money laundering and bank theft. When they raided the bank of Rafahdine in Baghdad, the central bank, they stole $100 trillion in gold. Our government did that. And after the gold was stolen, they murdered the soldiers they ordered to go in. And some say they murdered the ones that murdered them. These kinds of things are going on. That's how insane this world has gotten. But don't believe me. Do the research yourself. Now, so there are problems creeping up because they're finding these places where all of this stolen loot has been stashed. And much of it has been stolen from the U.S. Treasury. So we have England and Israel and the United States, to name a few of the countries involved in this. And they're talking about Tier 10 payments. We're talking about Tier 1 gets paid, and they pay a lesser amount of money to Tier 2. They pay a lesser amount to Tier 3 until Tier 10. When you're done, about 167 countries get payouts for facilitating the laundering of trillions of dollars. And this goes on while we're taxed to death. The gas prices are up to $4 a gallon. They're saying, oh, for sure, they're going to go up to $6 a gallon, maybe even higher. In 2008. You want to figure out what's going on in the world? Those of you who are spiritually awakened. Now, that brings us to this new issue that I've been told about, and that's the fact that there are companies out there soliciting you to join or participate in some of these spiritual or New Age type websites, which are becoming nothing more than data mining locations. Data mining locations. I get these emails all the time. I get emails from people supposedly in political movements. Yeah, they want to remove the corruption from Washington. Sign this petition and join thousands or hundreds of thousands of others who are filling out these petitions. And these petitions go nowhere. And the reason I can say that is watch what Congress is doing. Nothing. They're only aiding and abetting all of the corruption. Why? Because they get a piece of the action. Because when the stocks come out, whether they're pharmaceutical stocks related to vaccines, which they're making mandatory now, anyone up to the age of 18 has to get a vaccine in school. They're giving women or young girls under the age of 18 a vaccine for the Paxiloma virus. And they're giving kids flu shots and mandatory shots against meningitis. Well, when you get a vaccine, they give you the disease. They give you enough of the disease that your body has to build up antibodies. What happens if your body can't build up antibodies? Then you get sick and possibly you die. And there have been people that have died just in the testing process. Of course, they quash the news about that. They're not telling you that. What they do is they bring it onto TV and make nice sounding commercials with music and flowery looking pictures. And they tell you, oh, you have to have this. Finally, we have some relief for the flu. And when they give you the shot, you're getting the flu. You do get sick. And you may not get sick with some of these vaccines for a couple of years, and then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. It's not natural. We didn't need these for thousands of years. Why do we need them now? Well, maybe it's because they've created thousands of viruses and mutant strains of bacteria designed to attack our immune systems. not to mention what they spray in the skies, the chemtrails. All of this stuff is designed to hit us from one direction or another. And we've made a big stink about the chemtrails, and they've let up just a little bit. What's coming? That you have to be asking yourself. And where does the depleted uranium go when the wind blows? It's covered the whole Earth, folks. There's people all over the Earth getting sick from this. This is not just affecting the people in Iraq or in the Middle East or in Afghanistan. It goes all over the world. It's been well over a year and a half that they've measured the radiation in Great Britain, and the wind blows the other way. This is all over the world, this is going on. Now, it was brought to my attention that right here at BBS Radio, within probably the past hour or so, we got three emails from the same company, and it's a bogus company, representing itself as a source of spiritual information, someone to be contacted to participate. Lord knows what. I didn't read the thing specifically, but I don't really have to because I've seen these sites. Someone will send you an email. We even get emails from people that want to come on these shows. And when you check them out to see what they're into, you see them posing with political figures. And really, that puts up a red flag right away. Not all politicians are bad, but my goodness, we've got in California, the governor of California admires Adolf Hitler. And I personally got an email from someone who's posing with the governor of California. So by transitive property, this person admires Adolf Hitler, or they're totally ignorant of the fact. Now, why do I want to involve myself spiritually with someone that's ignorant about what's going on in the world? Use some common sense. Use your discernment. How do you know? And I'm not saying anything here that should attack your wisdom, your spiritual knowledge. But if you're trapped in the belief system, then they've got you. Until you recognize that, they've got you. All it ends up being for us is an inconvenience. I'm not about defaming all these people that are claiming to do good, but my goodness, if this was brought up to me, and it's a very valid point. If someone wants to talk to you, or someone asks you for your information, they want your name, they want your address, they want your phone number, or they want just your email address, you have a right to know who they are. They should be willing to identify themselves by name. They should have a phone number. They should have an email address that you can see, not some pre-made form that you fill out and they get all the information, because you have no idea who those people are. And most of you, probably having filled a few of those out online, have noticed that you never get a response from these people. They never follow through with what they say. And God forbid you gave them money. God forbid that they solicited money from you and promising you something, and now you're going to try to get it. This is how the intelligence agencies operate. This is how they operate to data mine, to get your information, to see who's into the spiritual stuff, who's into the political stuff, who is going to be a dissident, who are we going to target to put into these camps that I just mentioned. See, if you're ignorant of the camps, you're ignorant of the purpose of the website. Well, if I just put my email information in there, or my phone number, or my address, what's the big deal? I'm not the one saying all this stuff. You are, Don. The point is that I have the courage to say this stuff. And other talk show hosts have the courage to speak the truth. Who do we speak the truth? On whose behalf are we speaking the truth? Our own, or possibly you, the listening audience? If we're going to if we're going to teach you something, if we're going to make you aware of something, even if it's just to get you to wake up, we're not asking you to believe what we're saying. But hopefully what we say is going to lead to some knowledge that you can put to practical use, and then it becomes wisdom. And then when you apply it in that sense, then now you are in a position to be discerning and to be of higher consciousness and good intent. You know, what good does it do to pray for a man that says he loves you and then he punches you in the face with his fist the moment you turn away? Or maybe right while you're looking at him praying for him. See it for what it is, and then let it go. You don't have to despair over it. Just realize, no, that's not the place for me. I'm getting out. I'm turning elsewhere. The truth is going to be somewhere. I will find the truth. I would like some calls. If you heard the numbers, feel free to call in. I'd like some feedback from some of you people. Share some of your experiences in some of this stuff. I'm going to take, or I should say, we are going to take a short pause for the cause, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. In the meantime, you are listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
A monthly 24-page newspaper in its ninth year of addressing issues that affect all freedom-loving Americans, is one of the few remaining newspapers courageous enough to print the truth. Concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you? Subscribe today. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues, the Idaho Observer prints what you need to know to be a fully informed American. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Second half of Evident Footprints here on BBSRadio.com. If you just joined us, we have been talking about all the craziness going on everywhere. If you want to look at biblical prophecy, I mean, these look like the end times for sure, but what end is as good a guess as any? I'm not saying Armageddon is on the way, but we're definitely dealing with people who are just off their rocker and have no conscience, no morals, and no love for their fellow humanity. Their interests are purely their own, I have to say. And I'm sure if you look around at what's happening in your part of the world, I'm sure you will agree. Now, we have many listeners from other countries to these shows, and I get email from China, Korea, Paraguay, other parts of North America, Canada, virtually from all over the United States. I get some people that visit my website. I give out that address for those of you who have not seen it. DirectLightProductions.com will take you there. And at the top of any page, you've got a menu that you can click on. I've got articles that came out in the Idaho Observer. Got some more coming out this month, actually in a week or so. Second part of the Three Stooges Go to Washington. I've noticed that quite a few people still read. I'm actually heartened by that fact. These days of high technology, many people just want to listen to somebody speak. I mean, that's fine. That's the only way you're going to hear my radio show is to listen. But what I'm getting at is instead of reading a good book, instead of doing some research, a lot of people prefer to watch a movie. They prefer to be entertained. They prefer to have someone sort of lay all the goods in their lap, and they rely heavily on the images that they're shown and on the sounds that they're shown, and very little room left for your imagination. The beauty of reading is that when you're reading nonfiction and it's telling a story, and it can be a difficult topic. I'll use my own work as an example. The most favorite thing for me to write about certainly is not about political genealogies or the genealogy of the Illuminati elite, the ones that run the central banks and all these mega corporations that oppress society. What is interesting to me is that they put out these stories about who they are. They masquerade. You know, you hear these sayings about a wolf in sheep's clothing. It appears like a sheep, so, I mean, when's the last time someone was attacked by a sheep? Not very often, unless you mess around with their food or go out in the field and harass them. They'll defend themselves. But a wolf is a predator. And so the wolf dressed up like a sheep is going to pull one over on you, make you his meal, eventually. He's got no other goal, no other agenda other than to eat you. So the analogy applies when you're looking at what governments do to people. Oh, my government wouldn't lie. Well, you don't know enough about who is in your government and who they really are. That's where my genealogical research comes in handy. And it's been confirmed, as outlandish as it may seem to some, that these people are not Americans. They're posing as Americans. Would you let someone like that into your family? Those of you with children, would you let a rapist murder your daughter if you knew the man was a rapist? Would you allow him, did I say murder? Would you let him marry your daughter knowing that something drastic could happen? She could be raped, yes. She could be murdered. Rape is rape. It doesn't matter if the woman is married or not. You see, these aberrations are everywhere in our society. And why is that? They're orchestrated and ramped up. They're orchestrated, and you're told what to pay attention to, and while you're busy paying attention to the smoke and mirrors and the special effects These things are going on right in front of our noses. They're going on, and you say to yourselves, no way, my government could not be doing this. No way, the church would not lie to me about God. As they take your money and laugh all the way to the bank. The biggest hypocrites I've seen are the ones in the church. And I've talked about them on many a radio show where I heard them preach, and then I was playing music in a nightclub, and 15, 20 minutes after they were done preaching to all these people, when they were done taking their money, they were in the nightclub, smoking and drinking and dancing and cavorting around, doing the very things that they condemned their followers for doing. We have many documented cases of evangelists having been busted. Of course, these guys were under mind control anyway. Jim Baker and Jimmy Swaggart and the like. And you've got Paul Crouch that has the same kind of problems. And if it wasn't problems over their rampant sexuality or their homosexuality, and take Jim Baker and Jessica Hahn. Here, to get in her pants, he had to drug her. And his associates were involved as well. And he cried when he got caught. He cried when he was sent to jail. I remember his jail sentence was 46 years. 46 years hasn't gone by. He got out. What is it? Good behavior, and what did he do? He went right back and started another church. Why? Because he serves a different purpose. You see, now he's under their thumb, totally. Now he has to play by their rules. So if they tell him to jump, he says, how high? They say, get some money, get us, raise some money, and he says, how much? And they use this money against the rest of us, forming all kinds of mind control programs and experimental societies like this one that you have in Texas, where where all the mothers are sisters. I mean, what else can they be? They all have on the same clothes and exactly the same hairdo. You want to talk about cloning people? These people did a good job on their own. And you're talking about older men having sex with underage girls, marrying them, and them having children. What are they doing? Are they creating a mongoloid society? 416 kids living in one building? And they call this a home? And they tried as hard as they could to put them into the Child Protective Services, which is a very lucrative money laundering business. It's just the first step to gaining your real estate, gaining all your assets, everything. But most people are oblivious to the fact that this goes on, except for the ones that have had this happen to them in Chicago or in Florida or California, Utah, Washington State, Connecticut, Maryland. These horror stories are all over the country. This is the Justice Department conspiring with hospitals and prisons and all of these agencies where the people, the social workers, are paid to lie. They're paid to fabricate evidence. Why? Because they can get them into the system that we as taxpayers support. And then they launder the money, and the money ends up in foreign bank accounts. These are the reasons why our stock market is crashing, why banks have to be bailed out with hundreds of billions of dollars of cash infusion. Where does that money come from? That money, the debt for that money is assigned to us. Still haven't gotten any calls yet. Evidently, you must really be enjoying this show. Pardon me. I had a chance last night for a good hour or so. I got to listen to a comedian. I haven't done that in a while, and everybody needs a good laugh once in a while. And I listened to a Korean comedian from Texas, Henry Cho. This guy was absolutely hilarious. In fact, he has a southern accent. Other than to look at him, you wouldn't know he was Korean to hear him talk. But he talked about his family. He made fun of his family, and he talked about both his father and his mother and the upbringing he got. And then he was talking about even his wife. And of course, usually when comedians talk about their spouse, they're sort of making fun of themselves by making fun of their spouse. Half the time, it's just the person that's the key person in the story. It's not really that the person is that way. But Henry's routine was a little bit different. He talked a lot about the use of words. Like he said, my wife, and I'm going to paraphrase what he said, but he said, like, my wife told me that she was going to go shopping. And then she had a phone conversation. Her cell phone rang, and it was her girlfriend calling. And she said, we're going to go shopping. Are you coming with us? Oh, yes. And then Henry asked, well, who was that? And that was Susie. And she said, we're going to go shopping. And he said, what do you need? I mean, you have everything right now. More shoes or more clothes or what? I mean, you have plenty. You have some that you haven't even worn. And he made this was the crux of this whole routine, but he stretched this out through the rest of his show. It was hilarious, and yet it was so true. He said that that when you want to downplay a particular word or a particular action or a particular truth, you say it twice, and that somehow undoes the initial damage of saying it. And the wife responded by saying, well, we're not really going shopping. And, of course, the audience cracked up. And how many of you have heard that? You know, we're not really terrorists. Or we're not really at war. This is not really a war. You see, when you say it twice, all of a sudden it sort of undoes what you're saying. Well, then what are you saying? You know, you're at war. Who created this war? Don't say Saddam Hussein created the war in Iraq, because he did not. There was no evidence. In fact, it's been proven that the evidence was all fabricated. So where's the justification in us being in Iraq? Yet, you hear people say, well, we have to fight the terrorists. You see, the reality of who is the boogeyman here has been created from the beginning. You've been told who your boogeyman is, Osama bin Laden. Do they tell you at all that the Bush family met with the bin Laden family the very morning of 9/11? Probably the whole day. They had to fly them out of the country fast when this all went down. But they blamed it on Osama bin Laden, who is a known CIA asset, at least going back to 1986. I've written about that. Others have written about it. I've had a guest, Ted Gunderson, former supervisory special agent for the Los Angeles District of the FBI, has been on my show and was at that meeting. And we talked about that very event. Now, is he proud of that event? No, I don't think so, but he was there. At least he admits it. And that's a far cry from the fact that the mainstream media doesn't report it at all. That Osama bin Laden was a creature created by the CIA. He was working for the CIA. Even back when the Russians had invaded Afghanistan. We know that for a fact. Why do people do this? Why do they do that? Obviously, they're getting away, not to use a pun, they're getting away with murder. They're doing it right in front of our faces, and we can't see what's being done. Now, it's not everyone. There's a lot of people who are awake to what's going on, but these are frightening things for some people to even contemplate. They're frightening things to think that one day you might be on one of those trains that I talked about, shackled, meeting one end of a guillotine. They're talking about they have nail guns that on some of these trains they don't have guillotines. They're going to drive a nail through the center of your forehead from a gun. And I'm told it's at such a velocity that the nail will go through your head. This is a reality, folks. This is not fear-mongering on my part. I don't think these things up. But there are people working in these government programs that, of course, you don't hear about them on TV, so they can't be real. Or if they're on the internet, they like to say, well, if it's on the internet, it's not real. Wake up, people. The Pentagon invented the internet, not Al Gore. The Pentagon used it for its own purposes, for the very purpose that it's being used. So there's a lot of disinformation out there. And you have to be able to discern the difference between the truth and a lie. If the person on the other end of your internet connection does not want to identify themselves, chances are they're part of that whole plot. And it doesn't matter if they're talking about giving you a coupon to buy food, or they want to give you a psychic reading, or they want you to read some new spiritual truth that came out. There's a motive behind it, and when they ask you for your information, they are data mining. They are infringing to an extent on your privacy. Now, some will argue in court, well, you willingly gave the information. The point I'm making here is these people don't identify who they are. Yeah, I can tell you that when I get some email from some of these people, I do some research on the email, and when the address comes up, McLean, Virginia, or Langley, Virginia, I know it's someone from an intelligence agency. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. And I spend the time to do that because I can look at one of these emails and the person seems sincere, even though my gut feeling is telling me that it's a hoax, that there's an alternative motive, and I don't like the feeling I get from the motive that's been put out there. What are they showing on TV, on the movie channels, the past few days? American Movie Classics, AMC. Tonight, they're showing, right now, at this moment, they're showing War Games. War Games. Now, you think there's not some psychological brainwashing going on with that? Oh, no, it's just a movie. I mean, it's a fun movie to watch these computers and these kids trick the Pentagon computers into launching a nuclear strike. But it isn't enough for them to show this movie once. They have to show it twice or three times, or they have to show it all weekend and then the first 2 days of the week. They keep showing these movies. They show the movies that history disputes, the attack on Pearl Harbor, and I say history disputes it because the truth about Pearl Harbor has been hidden. It was printed in a newspaper the day before Pearl Harbor, in the Hilo Herald, front page, on December 6, 1941, front page, said Japan may strike Pearl Harbor. And that went unnoticed. No one else picked that up on that. You can go to a website, Ralph-Epperson, EPPERSON.com, Ralph-Epperson.com. He's got that newspaper article posted on his homepage. Ralph Epperson has been on my show a couple of times in the past. Rodney Stitch, and these are elderly researchers. These are not young people. They've been around for years. And Rodney Stitch worked in the airline industry, worked for the FAA, and has written books and articles about the corruption, the cover-ups of airplane accidents, the politicians that have been taken out to quiet down or to prevent information coming out. Usually these airplane crashes occur right before someone is to testify in front of Congress. Ron Brown, anyone remember that name? He was a Clinton guy. He was going to spill the beans on the Clintons. Some of the biggest crooks ever to walk the face of the earth, the Clintons. It's a toss-up whether the Bushes or the Clintons are the kingpins. Well, they work together, so it really doesn't even matter. They work together in the drug industry. They work together in the military-industrial complex. They work together in the pharmaceutical complex. When they tried to get LSD, when the CIA back in 1972, even before then, I should say, but they tried to get LSD from the inventor of it, who was a scientist in Switzerland, and he refused. They took the LSD, and they had Eli Lilly in Indianapolis, Indiana, synthesize it. And they wanted pounds of this stuff. I mean, LSD, as I understand, you could put a little spot of it on a piece of paper, and the person eats the paper, and then they practically go insane because of the hallucinations of the drug. And they created a whole culture of people in the late 60s and the early 70s that were using these drugs. And the CIA was behind that. It was experimental. They experimented on society without telling them what the consequences were going to be. While they did that, they began murdering presidents, murdering foreign dignitaries, setting up their network to take over the world. They did it piecemeal. They attacked our own ships. Or they facilitated other countries like Israel attacking ships, murdering innocent sailors or soldiers who were on these ships. We had the USS Liberty incident. We had the Achille Lauro. We had these disasters like the Exxon Valdez, if you remember that big oil spill. And who paid for the cleanup? We did. Not the companies making billions of dollars a week. No, we paid for it. We paid for it just by the prices that we paid. And the government says, well, we can't really do anything about the oil companies. You know, there's a shortage of oil. But while the oil wells are replenishing themselves, they've shut them all down, created this false shortage. There is no energy crisis. If it's a crisis, it's on paper. Their greed has exceeded the number of open wells. So they've got to close the wells, raise the prices to where you can't get to work, you can't get to the store to buy food, and you're going to have to decide, am I going to buy oil or am I going to buy food? And you can't go to work if you don't have gasoline in your car, so how are you going to get to work so you can feed your family? Well, it won't matter when there's no food on the shelves. Their remedy is to allow Mexican truckers to go through the what they're calling the Trans-Texas Corridor, part of the Security and Prosperity Partnership between Mexico, United States, and Canada, a secret agreement to sell your country out from underneath your feet. Secret. It's not brought before the people. It's not brought before Congress. They just sign these secret agreements, and they do what they please. And you've got a Chinese company involved in the construction of this highway that they say doesn't exist, yet everybody in Texas says that they're seizing their property under eminent domain. And if you don't take the money, they'll pick you up and put you in one of these prison camps. It's going on. It's happening. You got police going crazy all over the world, tasing or tasering people, giving them 50,000 volts, killing many of them. Hundreds of people have died in the U.S. and Canada. People stopped at a traffic stop or in an airport. It's insane what's going on. And people say, oh, no, not my government, not my country. These people are not Americans, folks. They're not from this country. And I've proven that in my genealogical research. They're not committing treason because they're not Americans. They can't. You can't commit treason in a country you don't belong in. And that's the whole point that I've been trying to make, is to get people to realize these people are not Americans. They're masquerading as Americans. Oh, well, I don't have time to worry about that. Someone else is going to have to take care of that. I'm too busy. I got to get the kids to soccer practice. I got to get them to the dentist. I got to get them to their tap dancing lessons and karate class. I don't have time to worry about these issues. That's for those people. Leave that to the experts. They know what they're doing. Yeah, they sure do. They know that every medicine made out there that these pharmaceutical giants are giving to you, including the vaccines, are toxic and they're going to make you sick. They've yet to cure cancer openly. They've yet to cure it. But they know what causes it, and they know what the cure is, and they forbid the cure to enter this country. I'm just trying to get you to awaken here, folks. Pay attention to what's going on. Use your own discernment. You don't have to believe a word I'm saying. I would hope that some of you that find some of this quite disturbing will do some research, because your lack of familiarity is what scares you. You cannot be afraid of something you understand. Now, if you want to understand the madness behind this, I'd say start doing some research. Definitely look at the spiritual side of things, but don't fall hook, line, and sinker for every new idea that comes along. Check it out. Give it a time. Everybody's waiting for those that can see into the spiritual realm to bring all the answers, to tell them what to do. Ultimately, you have to make that decision. The government's telling you what to do, and you figure when it comes to spiritual matters that the psychic should tell you what to do, and that what you yourself discern has no value. And that's not true. A psychic can guide you. Or a medium, or someone who channels. Although you have to be very, very wary of where that information comes from, because they know that there's a reality there, and they play within that realm. Everything that exists in the universe has an opposite, a paradigm. Hot, cold, good, bad, tall, short, fat, skinny, long, short, up, down, in, out, on and on. You can think of a quality and you can always find an opposite for it. And these people operate to get the dark results, to get the negative results, to get the oppressing, crushing, controlling, enslaving results. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. Start using some common sense. And I guess, you know, I use that term with reservation. Because common sense these days means you're walking in a somnambulistic state. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. I'm Don Nikoloff. We've come to the end of our hour. And I want to invite you back again tomorrow. Got another guest coming on tomorrow. In the meantime, thanks to Don Newsom, Seth Hendrick, and Marcella on the sound. And I wish everyone peace, love, and light, and have a good night.